This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. I wanted to talk about some other good things with the Galesburg High School students these days. We've been talking a lot about the basketball teams today and how good they're doing, but theater students are doing well as well, and they had some recognition this weekend. I wanted to talk about Russ Ulrich. He's the technical director and for the Galesburg High School Theater Department and a teacher at Galesburg High School. Russ, thanks for your time.
Well, thanks for giving us a call and talking about our theater kids.
Absolutely. I'd love to do that. And I know that, first of all, I should, you know, the newsman in me wants to know if my tax dollars paid for this shindig you were at this weekend, but maybe we'll answer that another time.
Fortunately or unfortunately, the students pay for most of it on their own.
Yeah, talk to me about what this is and where you went.
This weekend was the 43rd Annual High School Theater Festival. Galesburg's been attending, the vast majority of them. This year it was at Illinois State University. Mm-hmm. So we drove down there Thursday after school. It was a little dicey with the weather, but we got ahead of the weather and it was fantastic. And then the kids came back Saturday night.
You know, you mentioned that the students mostly paid for this themselves. I think that really kind of speaks to the commitment that these students have for the theater department and for theater in general, doesn't it?
Oh, without a doubt. These are some fantastic kids. We, you know, historically have, you know, some of the top academic students that are part of our group. They're just fantastic kids.
Absolutely. So what sorts of things, when you go to a theater conference like this, what sorts of things do you learn? What do the students do? That sort of thing.
Every year they have a huge number of workshops that they go to. They can see state productions produced by other schools. They bring shows, and they can go and see those. And it all culminates at the end with the state theater production. This year it was the musical Big Fish.
Awesome, awesome. So you learned all these things. You performed. The students did anyway. I don't know what you did, Russ, but anyway.
And it was fantastic. It's even great for the teachers because they get to go to workshops too.
Yeah, what sorts of things did you learn while you were there?
I got to go to one of the biggest workshops that I was really excited about was I got to go to a workshop that was presented by one of 60 master riggers in the world for doing like flying scenery or curtains or even people. There's 60 of them internationally, master riggers, and one of them was there and presented on how to do it safely and things like that. It was an amazing workshop.
You know, that's something that that I guess we don't think about maybe so much except for, you know, what we see on the stage. But, man, that has got to be a difficult aspect of putting on any production, isn't it?
It certainly adds more challenging, you know, an atmosphere to productions. You know, we always say a live theater production is like an iceberg.
Yeah.
You only see a tip of it up there on the stage. Usually there's 2-3 times as many people backstage running around, pulling curtains, running lights, sound, the props, changing costumes. There's a huge number of people involved in it.
Yeah, I was one of those sound kids in high school for a couple of years. Surprise, surprise, right? But
exactly.
It definitely is one of those, I don't want to say underappreciated, but perhaps not always recognized because you're so focused on the actors and the performers. But
right. And see, they prepared you well for a career.
Oh, shucks. I don't know about that. But, of course they did. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to play wacky sound effects in my job without having done them in the high school theater.
See, it's applicable.
Exactly it is. But enough about me and us. We wanted to talk to you because I read over the weekend where the students got some pretty important recognition, didn't they?
Well, it was a nice surprise. You know, we've been going to Theater Fest for years and years as a Galesburg High School, and only in the last couple of years have the technical theater students expressing an interest in competing in the Illinois High School Theater Festival Tech Olympics. The Tech Olympics are where we take the techies from the theater groups of the 189 schools that compete. They can all enter a team, and then they're challenged to do timed events that apply to the technical theater world. One of them was focusing a light, putting together a sound system, folding a backdrop the proper way, crimping cables a certain and safe way, all kinds of things like that are involved in the technical world. And we had a really great group compete this year.
And you did quite well.
We made it in the top 10.
Awesome.
It was really good. It was only our second year competing, so we're really excited about that and to see what we can do in the future. You know, hopefully we can make the top 5 maybe next year.
Yeah, what does it say? What does it say about that end of the department and the theater students that you were able to do so well in just your second year of competing on that level?
We've got a great group of students that do technical theater at Galesburg High School. They're definitely a behind-the-scenes kind of group. You don't really ever see or hear about them. And they do so much more than just the theater stuff. A lot of people don't realize whenever we have like an assembly or a choir concert or a band concert or anything involving the stage or microphones or lighting, usually those tech kids are there behind the scenes working. A lot of people don't realize it. And, you know, building those skills and getting the practice in. So when it comes time for our big shows, they have some real life experience in it.
Absolutely. And congratulations to them. That is absolutely amazing. So speaking of big shows, what's up next for you guys?
We're every year, as soon as we leave Theater Fest, we dive into the junior high production that we'll be doing in February. They're doing Alice at Wonderland this year. And then as soon as that is over, we go into production for the Galesburg High School's musical, which is going to be Footloose this year.
Wow, that's very cool.
Really excited about it.
Absolutely. I have to ask, what's the difference between Alice at Wonderland and Alice in Wonderland?
Alice at Wonderland is a little more modern take on it. They incorporate some digital technology, cell phone usage, and things like that that weren't in the original.
No, I can't believe they left that part out. It was
I know, and hard to believe a young girl with a cell phone.
Yeah, exactly. Surprise, surprise. Yeah. Well, all right, we're pretty much out of time. But is there anything else you wanted to mention, Russ, about what happened this weekend?
No, I think the kids did an amazing job, and we appreciate the theater boosters for helping out pay for some of the gas that goes down there. I think the kids had an amazing fun time.
It certainly sounds like it, and we're certainly glad to talk about that here. Russ Ulrich, GHS teacher and technical director for the theater department there, thanks so much for your time, and come back and talk to us when we get closer to these next upcoming performances.
We'd love to. Thanks.
Russ Ulrich again on Galesburg's Evening News. Stay tuned. Kim Commando is coming up, and we'll recap today's high school basketball action and tell you what's coming up with sports next on WGIL.